20 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Happy to have you along on a Monday. Andy Bullbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. We're bringing you right up to 6 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, later on this evening, you can catch the Indians and the San Francisco Giants. Pregame coverage begins at 9:37. First pitch coming your way just after 10. Tribe has lost 4 in a row. Swept over the weekend by a team they had absolutely no business being swept by in the Oakland A's. Despite the 4-game losing streak, they still have a game-and-a-half lead in the Minnesota Twins. And Matt Douglas, by all accounts, it certainly looks like they're never really going to run away with this thing, because anytime they get you really excited, they get really hot. I mean, they just lay an egg like they did this past weekend. Yep. But, you know, look, at the same time, I don't think it's time to abandon ship here. It's just one of those things where you want to get excited about these guys, and then they do something like they did this weekend. Even if you lose a series on the road to the A's, okay, I can accept that. But to get swept by that team, I don't know. I'm still excited, and I still think that they really haven't totally hit their stride yet, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, and the best thing you can ask for is that they find that stride at the end of the season. The good thing is right now, despite the fact that they're not playing real great baseball, luckily, the Minnesota Twins had to open, though, after the All-Star break with a series against the Houston Astros, who, as we've all seen, can beat just about anybody and everybody they play except for the Indians this season. So that was a good thing for the Cleveland Indians. They were able to keep their lead in the division, but something's got to change here. You and I were talking earlier today. Look, you've got Carlos Carrasco, who's pitching out of his mind right now. You've got Corey Kluber, who's just been brilliant. Another 10-plus strikeouts in a game. So Corey Kluber's doing everything he can to try and get this team wins. And for some reason, when they're on the mound, Carrasco and Kluber, this team doesn't find ways to win. Now, in Carrasco's defense, he went up against a very good Sonny Gray, who pitched a tremendous game against the Indians and blanked him. But I think it was Terry Francona who basically said, look, doesn't matter what happens in the game, if you don't score any runs, there's no way you're going to win it. So that's the way things have gone for the Indians recently.
Yeah, and like you said there, I still think it's okay that they haven't hit their stride yet. Even when they're struggling the way they have, they're still up a game and a half in the Central. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know if the Twins are ever going to make up that ground again. I mean, Kansas City was a little worrisome for a while. They got hot, and then their winning streak came to a grinding halt. They're still a couple games back. So we'll have a chance to talk some Tribe a little bit later on in the show. But we've got Jason Williams with us right now from Get With The Program. And they are celebrating their second anniversary. Thanks for coming to the studio, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I want to talk about the second anniversary. Well, looking back, does it feel like 2 days? Does it feel like 20 years? What's it felt like over the last couple of years?
Oh, man, it feels... Jeez. Some days it feels 2 days. Some days it feels like 20 years.
Yeah. Understood. I would guess you probably get a little bit of both there. But let's talk about how the program has evolved over the last couple of years. We're going to get into the STEM program that you guys had at the Elyria Public Library later. You sent us a video earlier today, which I thought was really awesome. But I think the video itself really kind of goes a long ways talking about how that program has evolved the last 2 years.
Yes. And so June 2015, we had our very first STEM camp. We had 8 participants, 2 of which were my own kids. And, you know, to date we've had over 300 kids throughout Northeast Ohio come through our program. Our one-day camps, we average around 50 to 60 kids every month. The summer camps, we kind of kept it a little smaller. We capped it at 20. Yeah, it's just been amazing. I've been getting a lot of support from the community, from a lot of different families and organizations all throughout Northeast Ohio, and it's been awesome. And I'm, you know, doing something that I enjoy and that my kids and family are a part of.
And Jason, to go along the same lines of how has it evolved, I'd imagine when you start this up 2 years ago, you've got goals in mind, and as things continue on, you may reach some of those goals and then create new ones for yourself. What are some of those you guys have hit in your first couple of years, and what are you reaching for now?
So some of the ones that we hit was, you know, something viable. When I first started doing this, I'm like, you know, I didn't know how parents would respond. And so just to see the response I've been getting from, especially from parents, has been overwhelming. And so right now our goal is just to continue to grow and just reach as many kids as possible. And, you know, I touched on the content piece last time when I was here, the book series, and then we have some stuff that, you know, centers around the book series. And now it's, you know, we're to a point to start finalizing that and getting that content, getting the content portion out.
And you kind of hit on my next question a little bit, but I'm going to ask it to you anyways. Though over the last couple of years, I know, very rewarding. I mean, this thing's been around for 2 years, and again, that piece that you sent us was really cool. I think that really kind of encompassed a lot of the things you're trying to accomplish. But looking at the last couple of years, is there a moment or two that kind of stands out to you as like a wow moment, like one of your favorite moments since starting this thing 2 years back?
Yes, there's a few. The first I would say, when we received funding from the Nordson Corporation Foundation, because at the time that was very big for us, and they funded everything we need for we did an after school program. And so to receive that was, you know, some validation. And then, you know, to have parents, you know, constantly email and call me and just tell me how the program has impacted their child. You know, we had this one of our parents who she actually wrote a support letter for us, and she was saying that until that point, and she has I believe a third and fourth grader, and she said until that point, her kids have never expressed interest in being anything in life, and now they want to be scientists, you know, because attending our program. And so, you know, just the overwhelming response from parents, specifically just, you know, the fact that we're, you know, we're still here and, you know, we're still in demand. We, you know, continue to forge partnerships just recently. And actually, I was in a meeting earlier. We're going to be working with Horizon Education Centers. We are, you know, we have the Elyria Public Library program going on. And I feel like there's one more. Oh, we're working with Avon Schools and their NEST program over the summer. And yeah, it's just, you know, again, just the overwhelming response. And of course, I wanted this to be as big as possible. Ultimately, I envisioned this as a national and eventually international program. And, you know, we're definitely making our way to reaching that mark.
Again, we're talking with Jason Williams of Get With the Program, celebrating their second anniversary. And boy, that's really awesome. I think that the first thing you mentioned there was that, you know, you're talking to a couple of kids that didn't necessarily think that they had anything they wanted to be in life until they started taking some of these courses. That's a tremendous sense of accomplishment because, you know, kids are always looking for some kind of direction, you know?
Yeah.
You get involved with the program, you find something that just might be cool. This is really awesome, the fact that they found something that they want to stick with.
Yeah, and so, again, you know, what we do a really good job of doing is making STEM, again, science, technology, engineering, and math, relevant to them. We, you know, approach them where they are. I know last time we spoke on the family fun night we had, the physics of sports, and had a bunch of activities around that. And so, and, you know, some of our computer science camps, you know, where we looked at, you know, some of the games and apps they like to play and show them this is how the code, code goes into this. And so, again, we just do a good job of making those real-world connections, which I feel is missing from a lot of programs and in some schools as well. It's just you learn this stuff in a vacuum. I know for me, when I was in school, you know, I excelled at math, but again, it was the real world relevance. When am I going to use this? When am I going to apply this? And someone is letting kids know, like, hey, you guys are walking, you know, scientists and mathematicians. You're doing this every day.
Yeah, like you said, apply this to like real world material. It's interesting how kids take to that. It really is. Now, there was also something I certainly wanted to hit on here also. You actually won some money for the program at that Shark Tank event. How'd that go down?
And so, now, of course, I'm biased. I should have won first place. The African American Community Fund through the Community Foundation of Lorain County was doing this Shark Tank event. So I applied. I was one of the few people who got to participate, who were selected to participate. And it was a pitch competition. And so, you know, you just you know, pitch what your, you know, what your program is about and what you intend to do with the money. And, you know, gave my spiel on get with the program. And we, again, I felt I should have won first place. But no complaints here. We did walk away with funding to provide some additional scholarships for Lorain County residents.
That's got to be pretty cool when you win something like that. I know when you start a new business or when you get into something like this, you're never quite sure where it could go. But obviously, you're telling me about parents who are letting you know, look, my kids know what they want to be now. They've got an eye on what they want to do in the future. And then you come in second at a competition. You feel you should have won. But nonetheless, there's got to be some validation there that, look, this is going where we want it to go. People understand what we're trying to do. And this is all working out the way it is.
Yeah. And again, you know, my goal – initially, when I first started this, I just like, okay, I want to be able to, you know, just get, you know, kids interested about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's far exceeded that. And again, ultimately, my goal is for us to go national. And so just along the way of, you know, chasing these, you know, different dreams and goals, hitting these milestones along the way, that is definitely, you know, validating and just confirms that, you know, I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, the camp at the Elyria Public Library. There were a lot of cool things in the video you sent us. It was really interesting to see what some of the kids went through. I want to begin with the astronaut day. Boy, you guys really put those kids to work.
Yes, we did. That and so with the Elyria one, we actually had two NASA engineers come out, and the kids got to drive a rover. That was really cool. Even the youth coordinator at the library, like, she came in here and, you know, had her fun with that. And so, yes, again, you know, hands-on, project-based learning, and making STEM fun and relevant. And, you know, what's cooler than being able to drive a rover or, you know, make your own spacesuit or some of the other videos that I haven't sent to you. You know, one of the camps was a hydraulics camp. And they made their own hydraulic lift. We hooked up these syringes and, you know, popsicle stick lifts. And so, again, just, you know, finding cool projects. I have a great staff and a great board of directors who help out by contributing ideas and vetting ideas and making sure that the activities are scientifically and mathematically accurate. Again, this is, you know, this wouldn't be possible without our supporters and our staff. I have amazing staff and amazing board of directors.
How do you come up with some of these ideas? I'm just curious. You run it by your kids and see if they think it'll be a good
exactly.
time?
Exactly. In-house test group.
Nice.
And so I'm like, hey, what do you guys think of this? We'll try it, and they'll like it. If I get a good response for them, it's a go.
Someone's got to be the guinea pig, right?
Sure, right?
Exactly.
I'll say this, though. If you told me there was a space rover anywhere, I'd probably run to go and drive that. That sounds like a good time for everybody who was involved.
Yeah, it was. It was. Like I said, even the the library staff, they really got into it. And again, and the engineers, they were emphasizing the importance of, you know, science and math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is the real-world application of what you learn in school. You can build rovers. And, in fact, one of the guys, Larry, I forget his last name, but he actually has some hardware on Mars. So the rover that's on Mars, he actually put together some pieces that are on Mars. And that's like the, from what I hear, is the big thing at NASA to have. So like you're, you know, you're walking around, you know, the NASA hallway. It's like, hey, I got stuff on Mars.
Pretty sure that's a big thing anywhere to have. You say that, it automatically wins you some points in a crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, there aren't many folks walking this planet that can claim that. That's
yeah,
for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
You guys did some other cool stuff there, too. And I mean, we may not be able to hit on all of it here, but I know that that planet relay looked like a lot of fun also.
Yeah, it was. And again, so it was about emphasizing and reinforcing that particular activity was about the order of the planets from the sun. And so, you know, we introduced it to the kids. We even, you know, showed them some videos and had some other activities around it. And so, like, hey, you know, what better than a physical activity to reinforce the order, the celestial order? And so, yeah, came up with the planetary relay. Again, you know, I have, you know, wonderful staff and a wonderful board of directors. And, you know, an amazing test group and my kids at home to run this stuff by.
Nice. Well, before we cut you loose, what kinds of cool events do you guys have coming up in the next few weeks?
So the next 2 weeks, we have 2 weeks left at the library, and so this week we're doing a robotics one on Wednesday. It's every Wednesday, and so there's two Wednesdays left, so we have robotics this week, and so we have some cool activities. The kids will learn how to program their own line following robot, and then we'll have a art project to reinforce those same skills. They'll make this robot hand out of straw and string. And then we're going to finish up there with a computer science / engineering project there as well. We are starting our second, so that's the Lyria program. We have a program at on Oberlin College campus, June 24th. We're doing 4 weeks. We're going into our second week there. June 24th to 28th is our next camp. We are looking at clean and renewable energy. And so kids will visit the solar farm on Oberlin College campus. They will also put together their own solar car that actually works. Then I don't have the dates, remember the dates off top, but all of that stuff, all that information is available on our website. This week and the August 1st, we have a program in Avon at Elyria, or I'm sorry, with Avon Schools, Avon, the NEST program. And so we're working with them. And just added to the schedule is Horizon Education Center, and we're going to be doing some computer science and artificial intelligence stuff with them.
Very cool. Well, make sure you check the website out, gwtp.us. You can find out more about those programs coming up. That's gwtp.us. Jason, thanks a lot for coming in the studio. Congratulations on 2 years. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's always good to be seen.
Absolutely. All right, we need to step aside, take a break. Matt and I will come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.